This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sometimes having more modest expectations of yourself can be very liberating, right? So we talk about someone like myself who kind of has a very profound interest in fiqh and the differences of opinion and things like that. Like, those things are things that I enjoy reading about. For some people, it's very overwhelming. And some people are just like, just tell me what to do. And they get confused about this madhab and that madhab and this, you know, they try to go online. They try to go online and figure it out and they get 10 different opinions and they don't know what to follow. And the best thing to do, I think, my personal opinion, and for someone like that, is to find somebody who's real, who's alive, who's in your area that you trust, and then go with what they say. And that's kind of the traditional model that we've had before the internet, before this illusion that we can go and search and make tarjih between the aqwal and find out like what is the strongest opinion, quote unquote, and these sorts of things. The traditional way was stay in your lane, be that basic Muslim. If you're not trying to be a student of knowledge, you're not trying to go deep into things, find somebody who has good manners, somebody who seems knowledgeable, somebody who seems righteous to the best of your ability, and just roll with what they say. And realize that, you know, you might not agree every single thing that person says, and you might wonder if there's other sorts of opinions out there, and that's fine, right? It doesn't need to break your relationship with that person. It doesn't need to be the source of a spiritual crisis, right? But if they are sincere and righteous and knowledgeable, those are the big three things, then it's the safe way to just stick to them.